Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Was the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1936 with a Fletcher Henderson arrangement of the standard Love Me or Leave Me, written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. And they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We have some lovely voices for you this morning, and we're going to go now to Mildred Bailey and her orchestra with a number written by Charles Carpenter. And she's accompanied by her husband, Red Norvo, and his orchestra. And the song is called Just a Stone's Throw from Heaven. And we'll follow up on Mildred with the lovely trumpet of Chet Baker, one of the greatest of the trumpeters of the 20th century. And he also had a very pleasant singing voice, and we'll hear both of those this morning. One of the many recordings he made for the Pacific Jazz label, along with his quartet and the pianist Russ Freeman. They're going to bring us a number from 1955 called I Remember You. That was written by Johnny Mercer and Victor Schertzinger. And Chet on trumpet, and bringing us the lyrics, Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums. And then we'll go back to 1950 to another lovely songbird. You hear her a lot on this show, and that is Helen Forrest. Well, in 1950, she was making a whole series of recordings for the World Broadcasting Service. We're going to hear one of them this morning. It's a number written by Jerry Livingston, Al Nyberg, and Marty Symes. She's accompanied by the Carmen Dragon Orchestra, and the song is Under a Blanket of Blue. And we'll start now with Mildred Bailey and her orchestra, Just a Stone's Throw from Heaven.
Just a stone's throw from heaven is the land of surrender. So let's make believe that I am there with you. Just a stone's throw from heaven, with the moon in its splendor, we can find a paradise just meant for two. Heart Bay, we'll build a starlit shrine to love. It will be like fairyland, for you'll be mine to love. Just a stone's throw from heaven, in the land of surrender. Give your heart to me and make my dreams come true.
I remember you, You're the one who said I love you too. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember you.
You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we're bringing you some very nice voices. We do that most Sundays, unless we're doing instrumentals. This morning, though, we're doing the voices. We do have a couple of instrumentals, and we started out with one. And we'll have another one a little later on in the program. But we just heard some lovely voices. Helen Forrest joined us with Under a Blanket of Blue from 1950. Chet Baker brought us a vocal, which he occasionally did, on his recordings, along with some nice trumpet. I Remember You from 1955, along with pianist Russ Freeman. And we started out with Mildred Bailey, along with Red Norvo and his orchestra, from 1937, Just a Stone's Throw from Heaven. Well, we're going to go to three more voices, and all from the 1950s. Pretty famous voices, so we'll go now to perhaps one of the most famous of the 20th century, and that is Frank Sinatra. We'll hear him from 1957. These are his days with Capitol, and he's working a lot with Sammy Kahn and doing a lot of recordings of music written by Sammy Kahn along with Jimmy Van Heusen, and working as well with Billy May and his orchestra, a very fine conductor and arranger. And a very famous song that Frank recorded around that time. It was actually the title song of an album he made in that year, 1957. Instantly recognizable, Come Fly With Me. And then back to 1950, to a beautiful songbird with a very long and amazing career in the entertainment field, and that is Doris Day. Beautiful voice, a great range and of styles. Great clarity in her voice. Doris is going to bring us a number written by Irving Berlin from 1950, and it's called The Best Thing for You, and that'll be Doris Day. And then to 1956, to one of, I always call him the singer with the honey-toned voice, beautiful voice, Nat King Cole, and also a wonderful, wonderful pianist. So we're going to hear him, both his voice and his piano, with his trio, on a number written by Alex Kramer, Joan Whitney, and Mac David. And the number is called Candy, and that's from 1956. And we'll go now to Mr. Sinatra, Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you. Angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Thank you. once I get you up there where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
My sugar a candy, 'cause I am sweet on candy, candy sweet on me. she understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy is gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine. Could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy is gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine. It's gonna be just dandy when I take my candy and make her mine.
We have some very fine voices for you this morning. We just heard from three of them, all from the 1950s. Nat King Cole brought us Candy. And he was accompanied, played with, and accompanied by his trio on that one. Song written by Alex Kramer, Joan Whitney, and Mac David. Before Nat, we heard from Doris Day from 1950 with the Irving Berlin number, The Best Thing for You. Then we started out with Frank Sinatra, Come Fly With Me, from 1957, written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. And he was accompanied on that by Billy May, who conducted and arranged the piece. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and we are coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning, we're listening to voices from days gone by, 1930s through to the 1950s. And we have some very fine voices for you this morning. Oh, we're going to move on to some more lovely voices, and we'll go back to 1939 for our next voice, and actually go across the Atlantic to Britain, to a young singer who was just starting out at the time. She'd been singing with her father's band, and she was now moving on to work with other musicians, and her name was Beryl Davis. She later came to the US following World War II, but we'll hear from her in her early days back in Britain. And on this particular recording, she's accompanied by the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, featuring, of course, Django Reinhardt on guitar and Stéphane Grappelli on violin. And Beryl actually recorded quite a few songs with this classic jazz group. And the one we'll hear this morning was written by Ruby Bloom and Ted Kohler, and it's called Don't Worry About Me. And then forward almost two decades to 1957, to the voice of Vic Damone. And he's going to bring us a number that was written by Lou Polak. It's one that has Italian lyrics as well as English lyrics, and Vic recorded a number of these. And it's not that his voice needed any enhancement, but it certainly did a beautiful job in both in English and Italian. And we will hear that this morning on My Angel or Angela Mia. And then we'll go to 1956 to another very famous voice, and that's the one belonging to Ella Fitzgerald. She was just starting out at this point on her composer or songwriter songbooks. And one of the first was the Cole Porter songbook, featuring some of the work of that brilliant songwriter who wrote both words and music. And this is a pretty famous Cole Porter number we'll hear this morning. I've Got You Under My Skin. And Ella is accompanied by the orchestra led by Buddy Bregman. And we'll start with Beryl Davis and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Don't Worry About Me.
Thank you.
You are my angel, dear. The heavens sent you down to me from up above. Angela mia, you are my guiding star, a sweet Madonna that I honor and I love. You're like the sunshine in all its splendor, and I surrender each time you smile. Angela mia, my prayers are answered now, and I am thankful for Angela mia. The sunshine in all its splendor, and I surrender each time you smile. Angela mia, my prayers are answered now,
sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, before I begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite side of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. I've got you under my skin.
Ella Fitzgerald with the Cole Porter number, I've Got You Under My Skin, from 1956, one of the many songs she recorded during her songbook series. And this was one of the first songbooks, as I said, dedicated to the work of that wonderful songwriter, Cole Porter. Before Ella, we heard from Vic Damone with Angela Mia, or My Angel, from 1957, accompanied by the Glenn Osser Orchestra. Songwriting credits for this particular song, and it was Lou Polak and Erno Rappé. And we started out with Beryl Davis and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France with Don't Worry About Me. Beryl recorded it with them in 1939 and went on from there to have a long and wonderfully successful career.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CKHUO FM 89.1.
Well, as I said, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and we're featuring some nice singers, and we've got a couple of instrumentals for you this morning. And this is what we do every Sunday morning at this time, around 11 o'clock, bring you songs from the days gone by, from the 1920s through to the early 1960s. And I think if you've listened before, I hope you're enjoying these wonderful original recordings of the great singers and musicians from those days, along with, of course, all these wonderful songs and the work of the great songwriters from the first part of the 20th century. And, of course, they are still being performed and recorded as we speak. Well, we're going to move on to our next set of songs, and we'll hear another instrumental just coming up. And this is from Robert Farnon. Now, he, of course, is a native son and went over to Britain during the war with his swing band, and he ended up staying there. One of the greatest of the modern light classical composers. He also wonderful conductor of the jazz and popular standards. And we're going to hear him in the latter capacity. I mean, frequently he accompanied vocalists, and he did the arrangements and conducted the orchestra. And, of course, his style is inimitable. It's beautifully delicate, sweeping and soaring, and very complex. It's always lovely to listen to Robert Farnon. And we will hear him with a song written by one of the great songwriters, Hoagy Carmichael. There are lyrics written for this tune by Mitchell Parrish, but I believe we're only going to have an instrumental this morning. And the song is called One Morning in May. And then to 1954, to one of the loveliest voices around, and that belonged to Mel Torme. And he started out in the 1940s with a group called the Meltones, and sang with a number of the orchestras around at the time. And then he went off on his solo career, which went on. And he had a lovely tone to his voice, and his interpretive skills were absolutely beyond compare. And we will hear an example of that this morning. He's going to bring us a number written by the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira. And the song is called Our Love Is Here to Stay. And we'll hear now from Robert Farnon and his orchestra with Hoagy Carmichael's One Morning in May.
Mm-hmm. it's very clear. Our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may be passing fancies, and in time may go. Love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. Thank you.
Well, we are coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We have one more for you today, and we will get to that in just a moment. I would like to thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our music, and I hope you'll be able to join me again next week for more of the same. Please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for us this afternoon. And we, as I said, we have one more. We'll hear from Harry James and his orchestra from 1947. Well, Harry James, one of the most distinctive of the trumpeters around, he played for a while with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in the 1930s and then went off on his own with his own orchestra in the late 1930s. And some of the orchestras that were set up around that time didn't really last very long, and Harry was one of the exceptions. His sound became a little more mainstream, perhaps, than his earlier jazz roots, but it proved to be immensely popular. And he had a number of wonderful vocalists with his orchestra, and one of the nicest is Marion Morgan. So we'll hear Harry James and his orchestra with Marion Morgan and a number written by Eddie DeLange and Louis Alter called Strange, What a Song Can Do. And that's from 1947.
Strange, mighty strange, what a song can do. Tunes can intrude, set the mood that we wander through. With one you hear the ocean's for a storm is born, another paints the sheep in the meadow next to the cows in the corn. Every lover alive has been led by a melody. A star while the rest have a memory. I thought that love had passed me by, but then a song that love had passed me by.